I had a pretty racist thought earlier today. I stopped at a rest stop on the way home.
Really?
First off, the hangovers was so bad that I fucking slept at a rest stop in New
Jersey. In your car?
In my car.
Damn. Fuck.
Yeah, it was crazy.
How'd you feel when you woke up?
Pretty shitty. I mean, I Fresh? Felt like I just slept at a fucking rest stop.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Got out and got it like a coffee, and when I was walking in, it's all Asians.
Really?
Oh, dude, the rest stop partners. All like
how do you think they're getting there?
To the rest stop?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you
why do you think there's so many Tokyo partners at the thing?
They love rest stops.
Really?
They're in there, they're fucking
with the Nikons flashing?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
The night they're taking pictures in front of vending machines.
Were they
shit.
Smashing pennies in a memorabilia?
Yes. Every Chinese thing you could think of they were doing, dude. Throwing firecrackers and shit. they love firecrackers. They're so
So what happened?
I was just walking around like, fucking America is going to be all Chinese soon.
Yeah, dude.
And then I got hit with like a racist. I was like, we got to get them out. In my head, I was like, what about white people? I was like, what the fuck am I talking about?
This is you waking up in your car?
Waking up in my car. Yeah.
That's why Harvard.
White man marching.
Hello, that's why Harvard's been trying to keep him at bay.
Harvard's like, stop.
Harvard saw the stat. He's like, dude, you guys are all going to be here.
Dude. I mean, the arrogance to wake up in a fucking parking lot and be like, I need more of me around here.
It might be the Neanderthal gene.
It definitely is.
We have more Neanderthals.
That's exactly what I thought.
Really?
It's just like, it's so funny to be like, to see them differently. Like, to be like, what are they doing here?
Yeah.
Same thing I'm doing.
I know.
Fucking sleeping in their car.
Exactly. Well, it's weird being a... Being a minority, like if you go into a situation, because you're never minorities, when you go into a situation where you're a minority, it's and when you're outnumbered by people who don't look like you, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course.
It's physically, you're like, just like...
Well, a black show, it's usually fun.
Yeah, because, you know, you're there, you're like special guest.
Yeah, but I've been to like... Yeah, there's been times where I'm like, I should get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I was at a...
shouldn't be in here.
I was at a bar in the south side of Chicago.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm in there. It was only little... Dude, in Chicago, too, is like... If I go to the south side of Chicago, I'm the only fucking white. There's not like, except at this bar, there was a Bacardi rep who was like doing the shots. She was like, she was white. She was, you know, she was like maybe like.
Did she have like drawn
maybe light skinned Spanish
or tan? Drawn on eyebrows?
Some, no, she.
That's, if you're a white chick, the only way you can infiltrate black communities is if you shave your eyebrows.
Not true. Not true. Not true. Or gain 300 pounds. Do you ever see a big, you just drive through the hood and you see a big fat white lady?
Yeah.
And she's just like. Totally cool.
Yeah, of course.
No one's She's like, queen, what the dude. Fuck's that fucking honky doing? Like, if I come through, people are like, yo, here comes the fucking cops.
Yeah.
I'll see a big, fat white lady in the hood, and like it's just like...
dirty sweatsuit.
It's just like yeah. Nothing. No fucking, like, everyone, you know, every just business as usual.
That's bae, dude.
Apparently, dude.
Fat white ladies are bae.
If you can guess what I said, Rachel Dolezal could have just gained 300 pounds. Like, dude, she didn't have to.
Of trans.
No, she could have been fully welcomed.
Yeah.
If she just fucking fanned up. Yeah. I'm telling you, if you drive through the hood, you'll just see a fat white lady, and it's just she's just holding
you
it down,
have to be
dude.
Insanely obese, or you have to have like the tightest ponytail possible, and it's greasy for some reason, and you have drawn on eyebrows. And then you get a pass. And then you're invited to the bar.
You say you gotta like dunk your head in a gel thing.
Yeah.
True. If you have a tight enough ponytail.
The tighter your ponytail is, the blacker you are as a white person.
So, dude. So, yeah. So.
That's why Seagal is so respected.
I don't know. Knowing martial arts helps a lot.
Martial arts is huge in the hood.
That's dude. Another thing, dude. If you can fucking, like, walk around the hood and fucking do some karate chops.
Dude, black people love karate. That's so funny. I was in Dangerfield.
They're scared to fight Chinese people for that
they
specific
are.
Reason,
the
dude.
Chinese are, the partners roam free, dude.
Yeah, dude.
The, I was at Dangerfield this week, which is, you gotta see this club, dude.
Where is it?
It's in New York, and it's fucking, it's insane. It's like it just got stuck in time. Yeah. But anyway, this black dude was the host.
Yeah.
And he was like, he's just doing old black guy like racism.
Sure.
So there was an Asian dude in the crowd.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's your name, man? The kid was like, Max? And he's like, shit, that's American as fuck. I thought you were going to hit me with like, bing bong chow tow. Yeah. I was like, sitting in the back like, oh, it's crazy.
I mean, dude, they got to like.
And then he started talking about martial arts with the Asian dude. He's like, all you have to do, dude, to scare everybody is just go, oh.
What did this guy say?
Everybody in this room will be afraid of you.
It's like, no, it's just you, dude. No,
that's your black dude. Black dudes fear that.
That magic.
That noise scares them.
Dude. Well, they someone goes like, or just like if you start a fight and you like quickly circle your arms in like a rhythmic motion, strike like a crane, dude, they're fucking out.
Yeah, they'll run.
Yeah, they're like out of there.
Magic trick just happened.
Yeah, man. Oh, that was my whole point. So if you go to the south side of Chicago, I'm literally the only white person. Yeah. And I was in a bar, and I'm in there. I'm just like, my thing too. You can even try to be cool, but everyone's going like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" Kind of like, it's different too because like if you're the only black dude in a white setting, I feel like it's like there's definitely the same weirdness, but you're gonna have like especially like around like say Philly, you're gonna have like a bunch of like white ladies being like, "Hi, and it's just like, oh my god, get the fuck away from me."
Yeah, you're regarded as like. I mean, it is racist, but it's like, you're the man.
It's like, oh, a black person. I'm going to be super nice to them.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Meanwhile, if you're the only
There honky, should be more of you here.
Yeah. If you're the only honky in Jesus Christ, in Chicago.
Dude, and it's like, people aren't even, it's not even like they're being like mean. They're just kind of like, it's just like a calculation error. It's like,
what the fuck are you doing here?
The fuck are you, like, I came out of the Matrix, dude. Yeah, like, what the
glitch.
Fuck? Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing here?
That's a glitch. Every time I used to play Mackie in video games and I beat him, he'd be like, yo, that's a fucking glitch. Yeah, Mackie's racist.
Dude, so I'm fucking, I'm like in there.
He's going to call me.
What the fuck? He's going to shut this down.
Delete that.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Viacom's going to delete us, dude.
Do you think so? You think Viacom will shut us down?
Yeah, dude, Mackie's been
comedy. No, that's the whole point of like new Comedy Central Indian comedy is to be like, shit.
You just called Mackie an Indian comic?
I'm just saying, like, he's not an Indian comic, but you know what I'm saying?
Thankfully, Mackie didn't go that route.
No, he's not. No, he didn't. He
could have gone wigger. What do you call an Indian wigger? Because then it just sounds.
I don't know. I'm losing my train of thought. No, he's not an Indian comic. Mackie's just doing his Mackie thing, yeah, but I'm saying he's in the stratosphere of like Indian dudes being like, shit.
Yeah, Indian dudes being like, yo, I'm a fucking sneakerhead.
Yeah, exactly. I love fucking Nikes, bro.
Yo, grandparents be crazy.
Exactly.
Like, shut up.
Yo, all you gotta do is be like, wah.
Like, your name was gonna be like Bing Bop Pung Chow.
But yeah, so I'm in this fucking every, you know, I'm like, oh, is that cool? And everyone's looking at you like, what the fuck? And you're like, all right, that's cool. And then like, dude, this was like way back. This is when Trump was running. Trump commercial comes up. And because I remember being like, what the fuck is everyone so weirded out about this guy? I was in there. Commercial comes on. I'm instantly like, shut it off.
The God was going to descend.
Dude, I'm sitting there like, get out. Because everyone's just kind of like, man, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here just like, yeah, man, fuck this guy.
Yo. Speaking of
this, I should have been like, well, check the employee numbers.
Trump dog.
Just I went and stood by the Bacardi shot girl. I was like, hi. Help. But I instantly looked at her and was like, sweet. Yeah. If you walk into a place where you're like minority'd out, you're like, you're scanning the room and you see someone that looks like you, you're like, all right.
Yeah, I usually bully them. What? I usually assert dominance over the other
white person. Over the other white person? Yeah. That's a good move.
I usually do, because it's always stand up.
Yeah, so I'll
make fun of whoever the white person is.
True.
Be like, get the fuck out of here, you honky.
I feel like if I went at her, it would instantly have backfired on me. Like me versus like a hot chick handing out liquor for free. And I'm like, yo, fuck that motherfucker. They're like, dude,
you're the best person ever.
Yeah,
this white queen.
I know. Sure, she's a little starved. She could gain a couple hundred pounds.
Man, that's a hot take, dude.
What?
That you said black people, white women that are fat. Love black guys and black guys love.
No. I'm not even talking about that. No. I'm not talking about that.
You said that, though.
No. You're mistaken that. You're mistaken. I'm talking about getting your G pass.
True.
You get a G. I mean, I've had my G pass since 2009.
Whew,
I'm saying, I have my G pass, bro. I can pass freely. I'm saying, if you want your G pass and you're a white chick, start eating, bro. Hit the buffet.
Yeah.
You can do it. Hit the buffet. Double gulp every day.
Big gulp, baby.
Go down to 7-Eleven, take one of each off the rolly thing, and just fucking, you can do it.
Get the soda, get every soda, mix it.
Biggie's cool, I like Biggie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's the voice of the oppressed, he's a poet.
It's like, no, he's a fat fucking rapper who talked about drugs and guns. He was cool as fuck.
I loved him.
He was just a cool guy.
I also think what he's saying is awesome.
Dude, I look at wrestlers the same way I look at, like, WWF.
I mean, rappers the same way you look at WWF?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same exact fucking thing.
They make up personalities.
They're wild-ass personalities. They're like, yeah, I fucking kill everybody, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, get him, Gucci Man. Gucci Man's the best.
Yeah. I actually, like, I only like when they talk about killing people in rap. When someone's like, yo, we gotta come. Like, this is
scary. Yeah, if a rapper is like, we gotta come to get it. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up, dude. Beef with somebody.
Yeah.
Call somebody a
Call
bitch.
Call someone gay, dude.
Yeah. That's another thing. Rappers are very homophobic.
Oh, yeah.
And misogynistic.
Yeah.
A lot of racism, a lot of fucking fuck white people.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
I get it. Yeah, they fired up. I like it. Well, I appreciate it. That's why, I'm not putting it on a pedestal.
And it's funny because that's why like young white kids are so drawn to it. Because there's nothing like that for young white kids to like get into it and be like, fuck yeah, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, now I think
they
can
actually
a little,
like dig in. Well, country a little bit.
Now I think it's a little inundated. I think we're going to, now that rap is totally mainstream.
Yeah.
Now that rap is entirely mainstream.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a little less provocative and enticing for the young white bulls.
Truly. Well, dude, I remember
they're still going to listen to it.
No, but they all want country. A lot of, like, when I grew up, it was like, if you listen to rap, you were cool automatically. Yeah. And now, like, I pulled up one time near my parents' house at, like, a Wawa, and these fucking, this Wawa's a convenience store near us, and
they know.
Well, there's people fucking other side of the country.
No,
dude.
They fucking know, dude.
Either way, yeah, they probably do. So, we got to think globally, dude. So there, these dudes popped out of a fucking pickup truck in like flannels and shit, and I was just like, "What the fuck is going on?" It was the start of going to country concerts and being cool.
Yeah.
My sister's like, "Oh, there's Blake Shelton here," and I'm like, "What's the fuck's that?" And they're like, "It's country," and I'm like, stuff's gay. She's like, no, people like it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's gay, dude.
No, it's fucking gay. Get the fuck
diplomats
out of
are coming to town.
Yeah, it's like, you're not allowed. She's like, you're not allowed to say that anymore.
I'm
like,
wear a
oh, fuck you.
Baggy jersey. Good Christ, dude.
Dude, I actually knowingly, like, I conspired to become a wigger with my friend. We were in seventh grade and we were skaters, and I, like, sucked at skateboarding. And I was, like, laying, we were in bunk beds, and I was on the top, and I was just like, I think I'm going to become a wigger, dude. And he was like, what? And I'm like, I think they get more pussy than skaters. And he was like, I'll become a wigger if you do. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'll get some stuff tomorrow. I like literally went to Kohl's, bought a silver chain and like white sneakers. I was like, I'm a wigger now, sick.
Oh, no, dude. Yeah, you fucking like were choosing your path, dude?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I was connecting the dots at an early age. I was like, dude. I used to say thug instead of wigger. I'd be like, yeah, he's a thug. And I was like, I think I'm going to like do a like dress like a thug, dude. I was like, a skater kind of sucks. You don't get any chicks. I was like, a lot of guys get pussy that have like white sneakers and chains. And I like bought white. My mom, we went to the mall and I'm like, she must have been so confused. I'm like, I just need white Reeboks, mom. All white Reeboks. She's like, why? And I was like, she's like, I used to buy these for you when you were little and you didn't like them. I was like, I like them, mom. All right. You're right. Give me the white Reeboks. So you had all white sneakers. You were a wigger back then.
Yeah.
And I gelled my bangs straight down. I was fucking sick.
Damn, dude.
I was killing
it.
See,
I never like consciously picked a fucking
dude. My brothers and my uncles and shit just
click.
Crushed us.
I would too. Yeah.
They fucking devastated us, dude. Oh, they were killing
Wiggers
us.
Are the funniest.
Yeah, dude.
Wiggers are so funny to make fun of.
It was funny because I fucked up and bought the wrong sneakers, so I had white like dad cross trainers, and I was never like nice sneakers, dude. I had like mailman sneakers. I can never get my wardrobe down right, dude.
You couldn't be a wigger.
I tried.
Rainey was a wigger. Did you know that? Mike
no,
Rainey?
I didn't know that.
Rainey was a real wigger.
I could wigger. See him. I could definitely see
he
that.
He was a real wigger.
That's awesome.
That's why he plays Perk Mike so well.
Oh, he must fucking crush it.
Oh, it's just it's yeah, fun. See, never, it's got to be fun as fuck to
I was more
like
a mannequin. I was like a wigger mannequin. I never really like embodied it fully, but I had like braces. Dude, I was fucking killing it.
I never cognizantly or consciously chose a clique.
Oh, I definitely
I was never
did
like,
that.
I'm done being a skater. Now I'm a wigger.
Yeah, I
it was
literally
just like I'm gonna play football.
I didn't even. It. Not only did I not fucking like, I verbalized it and was like, "Here's the plan, dude."
Yeah,
and he was
so funny.
And he was like, "Yeah, I mean, fuck it, I'll do it."
That's a little Asperger's-y.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You
it
might
is
be fucking match made in heaven with your chick.
Do you think this didn't cross my head earlier? I was driving around. I'm like, maybe I have a little. I'm like,
there's
even
something
better.
Dancing around up there, dude.
I got
I'll
a little
tape.
I got a little fucking cheese,
there's
a little burger, dude.
Go wild up there. Fuck, dude.
What I told my math teacher when I was in grade school?
Suck
said,
my.
Oh,
dick.
I said, look, all I need to do is know how to count my money. He's like, I had like $12.
You actually said that? That's fucking awesome.
I was like, all I need to do is be able to count money. If I do the math that I can count my money, I'm fine. And the lady was just like, you need to learn how to do this. I'm like, we're getting calculators.
That's so sick. You definitely heard that on a trash site. Yeah, for sure. You heard one of your shitty uncles say that because he was also retarded. He was on a backhoe. And he's like, hey, you know what I told my teacher? I said, listen, bitch. All I need to do is count money. That's all I need to learn how to do, and I'll be fine. Your retarded ass showed up to school like, all I need to do is count money.
That's now fucking in my head. Like, where did I get that from?
100%.
Definitely, dude.
That's a fucking McCusker. That's a proverb in the McCusker
that's
family.
That's my dad's proverb.
Like, you want to talk to me about math? I don't need math.
My dad, one dad's proverb. My dad's one proverb is, life's like a shit. Life's a shit sandwich. The more bread you have, the less shit you have to eat. So. That's the shit that's I was doing. Good. I was down the trash yard. I was just like, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck school, dude. I'm going to be a trash man. This shit rules. Dude, I would go down there when I was younger, and it was like, I would just fucking shoot rats, and like, they would like grab a TV with a machine and drop it from real high, and I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. I was like, this rules. School's gay.
I mean, that's a fucking great day.
It was awesome.
You're shooting animals. They're throwing TVs.
Dude, literally, you go into it was a transfer station warehouse, and it's in the, if it's dark, you go there early in the morning, hit the fucking lights, and it's just a fucking rat fest. And you got a gun, and you're just fucking lighting rats up.
Whew.
They used to keep it on the toilet. They used to keep a 9mm on the back of the toilet, so when you're taking a shit, if you keep the door open, just sit there and shoot rats. Dude. And then, like, I would just ride around the truck with my – ride around the trash truck with my dad, and then you'd hear the CB radio, and it was – I just learned all of the racial slurs. Like, I was in there. I'm like, Dad, what's a dothead? He's like, oh, don't tell your mom about that. Whoa, cover your ears. Dude, I was in the trash truck just hearing everything. It was just like, whoa.
I mean, that's the world of the trash man. The average person sees the trash man and is like, what the fuck are they up to? Well, here you have it.
Yeah, my dad
sitting
I would
on a toilet with a 9mm trying to shoot rats.
I would sit in a trash truck and drive around with my dad, and he would eat peanut M&Ms and bite the chocolate off and hand me the peanuts. And I'd be like, I would sit there and eat fucking peanuts.
Oh, that's a nice memory.
It was nice, dude. And we'd sit in there, and all of a sudden I would be like, Dad, what's a prostitute? And he'd be like, where'd you hear that? I'm like, I saw it on Cops. He's like, someone who has sex for money. Don't tell your mother about that.
Holy fuck. It's unreal that I talk about how I'm white trash. Unreal. Unreal. I'm not even in the same universe, dude. Not even in the universe. I'm a fucking privileged pussy.
No, I mean, yeah,
I grew
my,
up there.
My dad and his brothers own the trash business, so I'm not going to sit here.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
Sitting around splitting M&Ms and being like, what's a prostitute? I learned it on Cops. Holy fuck.
He's like, where'd you hear that? I was like, I saw it on Cops. He was like, all right.
Did you know what it was?
I didn't know what a prostitute
was. I remember I would fuck with my dad. Even when I was young, I would fuck with him and ask him things that I knew what it already was. I already knew what it was, and I would ask him. It's
I
really
just imagine
fucked
you
up.
With a little comb over and a smile at yourself.
Cut, be like, Dad, what's a dildo? I remember I asked him that. And he was like, what the fuck? Where'd you hear that? What are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. I was at the DeFranks house, and somebody said it.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't. I like tried to keep those worlds as disconnected. I learned at a young age, like, not bring up anything sweet to my parents because I would just get shut down hard, dude. Like,
really?
Yeah. I didn't talk to my parents about anything ever. I was just like, they were just two people who, like, constantly put me into trouble. And I was like, all right, can't tell them anything. And then, like, every now and again when I was, like, it was a burning, I'd be like, I was eating M&Ms with my dad. We're in a truck, and I was like, it was bothering the fuck out of me. Like, Dad, it was a prostitute. And he was like, someone who has sex for money. Don't tell your mother about that. And I was like, all right. Instantly went into school.
Years later.
Dude, instantly went into
years later. Not too long. How many years later do you think? 10 years?
What do you mean?
Till you found your first found out what they lady were? Of the night. Till you.
I was like, I'd say about 15 years.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were 15 years old.
No,
when you
no,
first,
no, no,
when you
no.
first
God
found
damn,
your
I
first
wish,
lady
dude.
Of the night.
Like fucking a Mario Puzo novel, dude.
Damn, I wouldn't come on a podcast and say Native Americans stab each other like that.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't do that. Well,
apparently that was like the Native American way of life. It was all centered around killing buffalo and fighting other people. It was two activities. That was all you did. Every single thing revolved around, like, it was like a really simplistic, enjoyable life where you were just like, everything was ready for the fight or the hunt, and that was it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think they like that way.
No, it just depends where.
True.
You know, it's not like the fucking Seminoles in Florida were out there killing buffalo. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't think life was that good. I think they liked
it.
It was pretty horrible. You're a constant war and you had no medical technology.
You're living in the woods.
But
yeah.
It was probably kind of sick.
Yeah.
There was like, I would say your 18th
the years 16 to like, I'm going to say 15 to 18, worth it, I would say.
Yeah, you were living in just a pure magic world.
Killing people.
You didn't know.
Tripping all the time.
There was no science. You were just like, where the fuck are we, dude? This is wild.
Yeah, everything's confusing and scary.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah.
Well, you had to do like an initiation, right? And they're like, all right, dude, you're a fucking warrior now.
Yeah,
like,
go out in the woods for 5 days and come back.
You're sick with a bow?
Yeah.
I wonder if they weren't that good. Cool. They're probably pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they're definitely good. Yeah, but you know what's better is guns.
Turns out.
It'd also be fucking badass to be just a fucking white man showing up and be like, fucking chill, you guys. Give me all
your
stuff. Your
presence makes them sick.
Yeah. Like, I am death, dude.
Yeah.
Give me that gold. Was definitely Europeans' things. Like, they were, like, so filthy. Europe was, like, dirty and so filthy for so long. We just, like, racked up the sickest immune systems.
Yeah.
And just came by and just, like,
bleh. Yeah. And the whole time we're just covered in filth. We didn't even notice. Yeah.
Well, we sent our, like, poorest and sickest from England.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, dude. The people who made the trek were supposed to, like, come here, die, till the earth, and then fertilize it with their dead bodies.
What the
that
fuck?
That was
important.
They were rounding up poor people, and if, like, if you were
as
like
fertilizer,
derelict, well, they were. It was like
you're gonna ship people.
They were just shipping them there. Like, go.
Why not just use cow
America
shit
was like
or whatever.
A bog because America was a bog and it needed to be like tended to. There's the book White Trash is fantastic.
So Jamestown.
Yeah, they took the poorest of the poor and would just ship them to America and just be like, go fucking, if you can tend that land, fine. But they totally, like, they're all going to die over there. Then we'll, once they build it, we'll come over there. But they're
so that whole, like, seeking religious freedom thing, that was all bullshit.
There was different
groups.
There
was some of
that. That wasn't, yeah.
Oh, Jamestown was a...
Jamestown was a British settlement.
It was just poor people.
But it was also, like, they would round up, like, orphans and shit, put them on a boat and send them out there.
No shit.
And then there was the point where these guys were like, we need fucking wives. So then they, like, went and got a bunch of girls and would ship girls over to them and be like, these are your wives. And they'd be like, tight.
Finally.
There was in that book, White Trash.
Checking the mail every day. When is that pussy going to get here?
In that book,
just
White
staring
Trash.
Out at sea, just like, come on.
Well, they were mad because they sent them
some
sluts.
Guy's heads
in the ocean jerking off.
They sent them sluts.
Yeah, that's
like
if, awesome.
They literally sent them like wenches from like the bottom of like English society. And the guys like wrote back to England. And there's like, you sent us fucking sluts. And literally like, what the fuck? These girls are trash. Send us some different girls. Like, send us different wives. Yeah, it was fucking wild back then.
Yeah, they'll be there in 5 years.
Yeah.
Like,
all
right.
Fuck it.
Waffle sizzlies.
The government administered AIDS and crack to the black community, and they gave us fucking sizzlers.
Waffle sizzlies.
Waffle sizzlies.
Yeah. Waffle sizzlies.
Oh, half gallon iced teas.
Decimating the white population.
Oh, yeah. Telling people iced tea is good for you.
White,
yeah, fuck
white
that.
People are dying at a, apparently at like a faster rate than any other rate. I think it's white dudes. Specifically.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just like a weird, we hit a weird thing where they don't know if it's from like the opioid or drinking, but it's like literally, it's like, we're, like, it's like almost like a epidemic level.
The white man dying?
Yeah. I think it's...
bro.
What do you think it is?
Suicide.
Think dudes are killing themselves?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That brings the numbers down big time.
Yeah, we're the highest.
Look at the people walking around West Philly, dude. Where do you think they're going to be in 10 years? The baristas
are
worth
the white hipster. The white hipster apocalypse, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You think so?
Well, that's what I was thinking during the discussion about universal basic income. We might need it because there are nothing but artists
keep those boys
coming up
around,
the pipeline.
True. I mean, I don't feel bad for the guys that you're probably seeing in New York, Manhattan, the elites. They can be hipsters. They can do that.
True.
If you actually should be working, you're like, nah, mom, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna be an artist. Me and my friends are making films, and like your parents are kind of like double mortgaging in their house so that you can live and get tattoos.
Yeah,
you're gonna kill yourself when you figure everything out when you're like 45.
Yeah, that's a tough ticket.
Yeah,
dude.
You got a fucking
pencil that's where all
tattoo
these,
on your neck.
There's so many of these motivational quotes to keep you going, dude.
Yeah,
there's all these people.
They're like way above that though.
Yeah,
if you're like
no,
you're
I'm not talking like a hang in there cat poster. I'm talking like artists that have made it that are like the day before I made it, dude.
Yeah, but
I
you don't hear about all the ones that killed.
But there's another. No, there's like a
you
super. There's a level of hipster that's kind of like, oh, fucking art, like inspirational Instagram.
Yeah.
For now, wait till they need them, dude.
True. Yeah.
It's like religion, dude. It's just like religion.
True that.
I want to see what's gonna happen to these guys who are like 23 that are like sleeved working in a coffee shop somewhere.
Well, they're going to get automated. They're going to get automated out.
They're toast.
That's
coming. What are they going to do?
They have no skills, and they want to be like
sell
rebels
that fucking
or whatever.
Sweet pussy they have.
Yeah
good point.
That's going to be some good boy pussy kicking around, bro.
I just think they're going to have a dark time in their mid to late 30s.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Skillless.
Freaks, dude.
I mean, it'll be like in like Russia in the 1800s. We're going back to having boarding houses and shit. No one's really buying houses. So we go back to like, just like, it'll be normal to rent a room, and they'll just have a room, and they'll just be like, thank you.
All the mams are already doing it right now.
Who's the mams?
The mams, dude.
And the group homes.
The mams.
The trans community.
The mams.
It's mam.
All the mams fucking chill with each other all day long.
Group homes. This is going to ripple through like.
wait. Let's go over this again. So you call trans people mams?
You ever see the video?
Yeah, of course. That's ma'am. Great. Yeah. I'm really excited that that's entered our fucking lexicon.
Oh, yeah.
That's into Matt and Shane's secret podcast. So ma'ams.